Welcome to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast, two work-from-home entrepreneurs who are laughing their way through parenthood. Hi, guys. Welcome back to Shaylee and Katie, the podcast. We have a special guest in the house tonight.
Very special, very special.
She look good. She talk good. She good. Mm-hmm. And little spoiler alert, she's my friend.
Also, I'm Shaylee's friend, too.
And my friend. I feel like I got left out on that one.
Oh, she's our friend. Dodge that bullet. Her name is Sarah Jenkins, and she's here to say,
I love KonMari in a major way. I knew you wouldn't let me down.
That wasn't planned.
She studied English and writing. She is now writing all sorts of things. She's a copywriter at an ad agency. She's a writer-performer on the Emmy Award-winning The Mystery Hour.
Don't giggle. It's real.
It is real. Yeah. It just is fun.
We're like Emmy Award-winning.
No, it's fun to add an award to the show that I'm also
a
part of.
So strange.
But it sounds like your award. And she is not a mom or a wife, nor does she work for home.
What am I doing here?
But it's good.
Our show's for everyone.
Our show's for everyone. And we get a good, distant, different perspective.
Yeah.
But also, she is a little bit of a mom to a cat named Jinxie.
Jinxie,
say hi. Jinxie's here too.
I don't call myself a pet mom though. I know that's kind of a.
You would or would not?
I don't.
Do you dress Jinxie?
I mean, I do talk to my cat in baby voice sometimes. I have nicknames for her, but I don't call her my child.
I feel like it's a gray area.
There's no diapers.
Okay, well, we want to hear everything, but before we get started, of course, we have to thank our amazing
sponsor.
Fake sponsor.
Oh, real sponsor.
What was that?
The real.
Can't say that about this one. For sure it's a fake sponsor. Well, for sure.
Well, they're big, so I mean, they're big.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. They don't have rooms full of lawyers listening to our podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon.
And they do know. They have drones that are listening.
Oh, man.
There could be a drone outside right now. Mm. Amazon. And may I even say Amazon Prime?
Prime?
Are you a Prime member?
For sure.
I knew Sarah would like this one.
I feel like if someone says they're not a Prime member, it's like when someone tells you they don't drink coffee. And you're like...
Or own a television. I don't know how to relate.
I don't know what you just said. You like want to wait for it to get here longer? Or you want to pay for shipping?
You want to spend 3 to 5 days?
Yeah.
Instead of two? Like,
why would you do that?
You want to like buy stuff at the store that you could just make someone deliver, hand deliver with a big box and tape and packing to your house.
Yeah, I don't get it. Anyway. Yep.
Amazon.
Wow, so humbling that Amazon Prime wanted to
sponsor us.
Kind of. Or maybe we're sponsoring them since we're all Prime members.
No, Prime members. We're doing this right.
No, I think we're doing it right. I'm not going to fact check it. Okay, so I love Amazon Prime. I now live in the country, and one of the questions I asked was, do we still get Amazon? And apparently it's true because we still get mail.
Yeah, right. It can go anywhere.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mail doesn't just stop.
Right. It comes by a horse-driven carriage.
Yes, it does do
once
that.
Once every other month, mm-hmm. But
an
it
eagle
comes.
Brings it to you in its right. talons.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, guys.
She knows it. Instead of the doorbell, it goes. Yep.
All right. I live in the country. More joke.
Get it?
Okay. So Amazon Prime. I love it. I tend to waste more time because I read all of the reviews and I don't know why.
You waste more time on Prime?
I do.
I sometimes will read reviews hoping it will talk me out of the thing I want to buy. Books, we'll get to that in KonMari, but books are a big thing that I like. I really want one if I hear about it on TV or read in a magazine. I just want to go get it. So I try to find, I do this with clothes too. Like I try to find a review that says, oh, it didn't fit quite right. It doesn't really
then I won't.
Then I'm like, no, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like the budget podcast that was last week, I assume.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Don't put us in a box. We'll release when we want to release. Sometimes just randomly stop recording for months on end.
Also true. So Amazon Prime, we need some taglines for them since they're, real.
Right. And Amazon real. Prime.
Amazon Prime. I forgot I ordered that potato peeler 2 days ago.
It's like Christmas.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime. Life is just too easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's too easy.
I kind of want to get one of those Ziploc buttons you put in your Ziploc drawer.
Oh, my lordy.
I'm like, well, sometimes my phone is an inch away. Then I have to reach for it, so I might as well get a button.
Amazon Prime, we live in WALL-E.
We do.
I I never even thought of it that way before.
Wally's about us?
What? In not a good way.
If you're listening and you didn't realize Wally is a social commentary, yeah. I suggest you
get yeah, on consumerism and modern
stuff
life.
In that Pixar movie.
Postmodern.
Pixar, funded by Steve Jobs, who put the iPhone in our hands, so make up your mind, Steve.
Yeah. Order this stuff on Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime. We've sorry, drilled. Walmart. Walmart is located in Arkansas, though, which is very close, so actually... We love you, Walmart.
Yeah, Walmart can sponsor us.
We love you, Walmart.
Email We're us. Really loose on morals once money's involved.
Email us.
Okay, any others? We good? Thanks, Amazon.
Thanks, Amazon.
Thanks, Amazon.
You're the best.
Okay, so Sarah Jenkins, SJ if you're nasty.
SJ.
I like you. And one of the things I like about you.
I like you too. For the record, there's two of us, and we both know Sarah personally, and we both like her.
And both liked equally. By both
people. Equally.
Thanks for interrupting my flawless transition.
You're welcome. I'm sorry. Transition. Okay. Transition okay. away.
I like you. And one of the things I like about you is there's some friends where it's like you guys kind of have a good deep chat, and you got some action steps, and you're like, that's great, and you walk away, and you forget it ever happened. But our friendship... We do the things that we advise about. So one That's time we true. Sat, and you recommended this amazing TED Talk, and I recommended this book. And what happened? I went away and I watched the TED Talk, and you went away and you read this book, and then we had a great discussion about it.
Women of Action.
And I love that. And so you're kind of like who I consider my KonMari buddy. You're like the only person who read it.
I'm your KonMari buddy. I bought KonMari after you talked about it.
Yeah, and then you...
I didn't read it.
You didn't read it.
But I bought it.
But you will. You'll get there.
I'll get there.
Maybe after this...
I feel like that's the reverse of KonMari, to buy the book and then not read it and keep it.
Well, you haven't read it yet, so who's to say?
We'll find out. I'm going to find a podcast about it and just skip right through that.
Maybe you should listen tonight.
I feel like there's a little bit of heat.
I think there's actually literally very warm.
I'm always sweating.
I know.
And Katie and I are having to share a microphone because we have a guest and so we're sitting very close.
It's unseasonably warm.
It is.
That's what's happening.
If you're not from Missouri and you're listening, you're in for a treat if you come here.
Sorry, 70 degrees in
California. You better pack your bikini and your parka because it's Missouri. Sponsored by Missouri. Okay, so let's start with sort of your before story. Tell us about stuff. And the stuff you have.
Oh boy.
Had.
And still have. But less, I have a lot less of it. Fewer things. Okay, so this is the flashback. Mm-hmm. I'm picturing like the black and white. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So if any of you listeners are fans of the Bravery Board,
yes.
Seems like some like crossover in audience there, perhaps. I spoke there in July about this process. And I also did, it's now a podcast. So I was thinking today, I don't want to repeat too much of what I said there. But there's also some things I didn't really address at the Bravery Board because my mom came to see my talk.
Right.
And, you know.
And she doesn't know you're doing this. No.
I was going to say, surely she listens to our podcast. We made friends. No? Okay.
My mom would adore it, but she doesn't know how podcasts work, and I'm content to keep it that way.
All right, so, guys, no one blow this for Sarah.
Yeah, don't no tell mom where her podcast button is. Because then she'll love it. She loves Facebook. Okay, so the point being, I inherited my tendency to keep things mostly from my mom. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's a word that gets thrown around a lot, but like my parents are kind of hoarders, which not in like the TV show way of like when they had a cat, they cleaned the litter box and they do dishes and they'll throw away trash. You know, they do, you know, those minimum good, healthy things. But then when it comes to stuff, they just keep everything.
They love you so much.
They're like the clean hoarders that have like good stuff where they're like,
yes, that's the,
they have like good stuff, but just like way too much good stuff.
That's part of the problem. Like we wouldn't want to get rid of just everything because they have some really lovely antiques and family heirlooms and some great things I wouldn't want to lose. And I love that like nostalgic family love that comes from mom and this kind of the spirit underneath it all. But, like most good things, when you leave it to just like be totally unchecked, then it becomes a problem. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's been for my mom. And I thought of an example. So you know, some families might keep like one dress that gets passed down generation to generation to take a photo of the grandbaby. We have one of those.
Yes, love it.
That was like a nightgown my grandma wore and then my mom. But then it doesn't stop there. My mom will take a photo in this random onesie that my brother wore in the late 70s. It's not even a special onesie.
Right.
It's just a onesie that looks a little ragged because it's from the 70s. So we have that. She has these random toys. She has things she sewed for me to wear that she tries to get my niece to wear. And my niece is like, because she, you know, strong-willed three-year-old. So it's, part of it is good, but then... it's not. And so I've inherited some of those tendencies to hold on to a lot of things from my life. And I've been out of college for 10 years now. So in that 10 years, I've acquired a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
As you do. And I've moved a couple times. And the last time I moved, I realized I'm going to need to get rid of some things before I move again. Because it's just, and especially because I collect books. Oh. And that's a very heavy hobby to have. And then that and just so many other things. So when Katie mentioned KonMari to me and the life-changing magic of tidying up is the first book, and I think I had seen you Instagramming about your process of getting started with it. I was really intrigued because it's something I've been wanting to work on and have kind of in small spurts, but then I would get overwhelmed or, you know, just quit. So I thought, okay, I like to read a good self-help book and have a plan before me.
Me too. Sarah.
So yeah, when I need it.
You guys should be friends.
I know. So I'm sorry, that was a really meandering, but I mean, that's kind of the backstory. Is,
have you heard our podcast?
Hmm?
I said, have you heard our podcast?
Yeah, I actually really like it. Being a person who does not need to sleep train just anybody, I listened to that episode.
Yeah, Sarah texted us and was like, that's a good friend. Confession, I just listened to your entire baby sleep training episode.
There's no reason why I would do that.
Her cat, however, is sleeping flawlessly.
She just... Like a baby.
All day and night.
You're not a pet mom at all, but I did sleep train my cat.
No, you're not tangenating.
7 hours.
7 hours. 7 hours straight. She nurses.
Yeah, Sarah, I do love that you nurse your cat. That's very natural.
I mean, I have to take some weird hormones to make it happen, but it's worth it.
That's good. You know it's good when there's a double O. Okay, so that's sort of our before story.
Yes.
So then was there like kind of a, yes, you saw on Instagram that people were doing it, you're interested in it, but was there a breaking point or is it just kind of always been in the back of your mind?
Kind of, a little of both, maybe. I knew when I got started with my big cleanup was Thanksgiving break of last year. Mm-hmm. And I had that weekend where I like had family stuff on the day, but then after that I didn't really have any other plans. My boyfriend works in retail, so that is the busiest weekend of the year, literally. So I knew I wouldn't have plans with him. And so I decided, okay, I'm going to take those 3 days and really buckle down and get started because I knew I would, for one, need some time, but also in a good way, like it was just going to take time. So to be able to have that break to just focus on it was really good. So that's when it all got started for
me. Okay, so let's talk about the what.
Yeah.
What is this thing?
What is the KonMari method?
Yes.
Do you have to shave your head?
It's the first
no.
step. The first step.
If my hair sparks joy, so I get to keep it.
Okay, good.
Spoiler.
Take notes. So it's a method of organizing and storing your possessions in your space. And it's written by this Japanese organization expert named Marie Kondo.
She's
right?
A genius.
She's disturbingly neat and tidy. I don't actually aspire. That's the word. I don't aspire to be like her, but I've learned good lessons from her.
Yeah,
so that's
absolutely.
Good. So her philosophy, to really, really boil it down, is you should only own things that spark joy. Yes. Simply. Like that's the one basic thing. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing you walk away with. So like other cleanup methods might tell you, if you haven't used it in the last year, get rid of it no matter what. Or, I don't know, don't have more than two of any particular thing. Who knows?
Right.
Only have one color of shirt. Whatever. But her thing is all about sparking joy. So if a ratty old t-shirt from high school that no one has any business keeping still sparks joy for you,
right?
That's great. You can keep one of those.
Right.
You just maybe don't need an entire box full of old t-shirts. Telling yourself you're going to make a quilt out of them. You're not going to do that. If you haven't yet.
It's going to be
and
great.
If you do, are you going to use that quilt?
Like, no, ma'am.
I've got one of those. Do you need a quilt?
They're in a closet.
T-shirts?
No.
class of 2002 student council shirts aren't as good as you thought they were.
Yeah, I'm like, Callie's really going to want this.
Oh, man.
Good job, Mom. You were involved.
In high school.
Right. Right. Nerd.
I'm just kidding. My six-year-old's very supportive of my high school past.
Were you in student council?
Of course I was, Shaylee.
Duh. I was in student council, too.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Friendship.
Offices, really quick, and then we'll get back on.
President, obviously.
I was president. Small school, though. But, yeah, I was senior year.
I'm feeling a little bit lesser than.
You brought it up.
I was the secretary every year from middle school.
Speaking of secretary, you
through senior notes? Year.
Can you read back the minutes?
The minutes. It was something, something, Kamari. Spark something, joy. Something, something, Spark Joy stuff, Shaylee.
I don't know. I just ordered so much off Amazon while you're talking.
But thanks, Amazon Prime.
It'll be your
turn. Okay, jumping back on Stuco.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
Okay. Let's talk about meetings.
Kamari.
Well,
yes.
I would like to pause.
Yeah.
Okay, so the sparking joy is kind of interesting.
Yes.
Because you think you know what that means.
True.
But.
What does it
mean? And you think, oh, anything I own, I must like having it around or I wouldn't. It.
But she's kind of challenging, like, touch it,
mm-hmm.
keep it in your hand,
yeah,
and you will actually feel something rise up in your soul.
Which sounds so made up.
But it's so true!
Yeah, okay, I can tell you, like, my... This is
what's
so
the
dorky.
Most weirdest thing that sparked joy?
Well, the first thing, I can still kind of remember it. So, like, her method is, step two, you begin with your clothing, mm-hmm. I guess, if you want to really take notes. Do it. you start with your clothes, and instead of just like, oh, I'm going to organize my jeans today and my sock drawer tomorrow. No, you get every article of clothing that you own, and you put it all out together so you can see it all at once. Another reason why it was good to have a whole day to just do some of this stuff. So my entire bed, I called it Mount Closet, was just covered in, like, really, I cleaned out every closet and drawer, and it was so much. So I got started, and at first I was a little wary of, oh, God, it's so overwhelming. What am I going to, you know, am I ever going to be able to do this? So I get started, and I'm picking some things up and putting them down and thinking, oh, maybe I don't. It took a little bit for me to kind of adjust to the idea of it. But the very first thing that really did literally spark joy, I picked up this pair of running pants I had gotten at Target that were, like, insulated but really thin, like, winter running pants, which are so great to have. You know, you don't want bulky sweatpants, but you don't want to freeze. And so I had kind of forgotten I had them, even, which tells you about my fitness level last year.
I was gonna say.
But they did. I felt this kind of little jolt of, ooh, I am glad I own these. I want to own these. They serve a purpose for me, and they make me happy. And so that was maybe the first thing. And then as I kept going, it does get easier to kind of feel that yes or no. And surprisingly easy, actually. Mm-hmm. It got so much easier to say no to things than I ever thought it would be.
And just to insert something that I thought was really interesting was someone like me, I don't really love making decisions. I'm kind of one of the person that's like, where should we go to lunch? And I'm like, oh, I don't know. What's the group one? I don't know. And I can talk about it forever.
Me too.
It's almost like this whole process is training you in decision making, and you get faster as you go along and more confident. Yeah. More decisive. And
it's true.
And Marie Kondo even said there's some of her clients that when they're done doing this rigorous decision, snap judgment, making, gaining confidence, they'll come to their end of their organizing time and they'll make bigger decisions that they've been putting off. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe it is time to get out of that bad relationship or whatever. I am going to go back
change
to school.
Jobs. Yeah.
Yeah. Change jobs. So you're kind of
powerful.
Yeah, it's an empowering thing. And a tangent onto that is just, I never felt like I had permission to get rid of anything that had value. Felt like this wasteful, how much did I pay for it or whatever.
I paid a lot, and what, are you just going to donate it?
Yeah, and so she's saying from the get-go, go into it as if you're getting rid of everything and deciding what to keep.
Yeah.
Which is like a, huh? Well, that's different.
Because
that usually
make it
you
easier.
Go into it saying, I'm keeping everything, but what could I possibly part with?
Yeah.
And so just switching that, like saying, you have permission. Not only do you have permission, you're required to only keep the things that spark joy. And you're like, okay. So then if you need an out, you can be like, Marie Kondo said.
I'm not responsible for this item.
How do you dispose? Is that a step? If I'm skipping ahead, you can tell me you're going to cover it later. But how do you dispose of the items?
You set them on
Can you
fire.
Have a goal?
You have a ritual.
You take your hair that you shake off and you put it on the fire as a starter.
Shaylee, the life-changing magic
of shaving your head. That's book three. She'll book get
three.
There.
Yeah. Book three is called Shave Your Head. Who needs hair?
Okay.
It literally
you can get rid of them. You
when
can.
You light it.
She doesn't really go into detail, but you can get rid of them responsibly. You can donate. Okay. You can sell them. I had a giant Instagram
sale
afterwards.
You did. Okay.
Yeah. But I think a good thing to keep in mind is be realistic. Like, if you're never going to do that sale, just donate.
Or if you're going to be like, I want what I paid for this.
Right. No. Right. That's not
going to happen.
All right. Good.
And that, I think that's a big part of mine and also my mom's tendency to keep things. Is kind of a responsibility for the thing. If it was given to her as a gift from a secret pal in church in the 90s, she feels compelled to keep it because right. She really liked Cheryl, you know?
Right.
And I have some of that of, you know, just like notes from friends in college or old birthday cards from grandparents, you know, the shoeboxes full of sentimental stuff. And then like other items that had been gifts or that even you purchased that maybe cost a lot at the time, but you really don't like it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big lesson for me is it's not your responsibility to take care of all of these items. It's not your responsibility to find a good home for it necessarily.
Yeah.
And that's a big thing. I've been trying to help my mom through her stuff. I gave her the book. She's been reading it.
Really?
Slowly but surely.
Awesome.
But it's not your job to make sure that this secret pal gift finds a new home that, you know, you're allowed to just take it to Goodwill and hope for the best and then leave.
And then someone might buy it for their, like, six-year-old to, like, paint craft.
Exactly. And that's fine. And you
and
don't have to...
spark her joy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have to try to make it a new gift to someone else. That's way too much of a burden.
Right.
And would take forever, too. So...
That's good.
And chances are the giver never really meant for you to be stressed or burdened by this gift
anyway. No, of course
not.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes we feel this tremendous amount of guilt of, my mother-in-law is coming over and I've got to drag out the gift from 1992. This is not a real example.
Yeah.
We were children then.
I wasn't married in 92, so I think I just recited the plot of a 90s sitcom.
My mother-in-law.
Yep. But chances are they don't come over that often or they won't even care if they knew it was something stressing you out.
Chances are they probably couldn't remember what they bought you in 92.
That's true.
Because they, like, ran and got it, like, at the last minute because they were stressing over, like, something about you. And now you're like, I'm cherishing this for the end of time.
It matters.
From this day to my last.
Man, these are people pleaser problems. There's someone listening that's like, oh, I don't keep that crap.
You guys are, oh, that's true. There are some people who just throw everything away.
Right.
And that is maybe also a problem. There's a happy medium where we all can live.
Listen to that. Happy medium.
Happy
I wish
medium.
That we'd name this podcast
Happy
oh,
Medium.
You said we'd get there. We
I
got
know.
There.
We always do. All things in moderation, though, right? Everyone wins.
Even moderation.
What?
What?
I don't know.
You're like, don't bring me into this.
Do all things in moderation. Even moderation.
Even moderation.
That Sarah hurts my brain a little.
I know. I'm trying to solve it.
Like, sometimes do too much because you can. I don't know.
Sometimes I'm too moderate and I just need to stop. Okay, so do you want to walk us through just the steps, and if we want to dive in deeper at all, we can?
We'll say hypothetically, like, let's say, like, just hypothetically, I haven't read it. So, like, you're walking with someone who hasn't read it through,
right.
Like, the basic
If
highlights.
You hadn't, say.
Just like a friend. I
yeah.
have a friend.
Okay, we can talk through steps. I actually wrote down some action steps, knowing how much you guys enjoy
I
those.
I just love them so much.
So
steps.
We can build to those. But
cool.
So the actual, like, steps of her plan, the sparking joy ritual, you go through that, and you go in different categories. That's one thing that makes KonMari different, I think, than some plans articles I've read before, is, like, some places or some plans you might just, like, start in your office and focus on all of your office supplies at once, or you might start in your bedroom and do just everything that's in there, but... Her plan instead is to go by category of type of item so that you can get all of a certain type of item together. And it helps to kind of, for one thing, just see the pure volume of everything you have.
Word.
Because in a typical day, some of my clothes are in the basement waiting to be washed or in deep in the closet because they're not in the right season or, you know, hidden in the back of a drawer. It's not typical to see it all at once.
Ugh.
And while that feels overwhelming, it really is, but it's also really helpful. Because it's I guess for one thing there's an end to it, right? Like,
this is
what I have. It's too much,
right.
But it's really it makes it easy to be able to see it all. at once. And one thing I learned that is, I called it like loaves and fishes math of like, I still have way too much stuff even right. after going through donating bags and bags and bags to right. the DAV. And I did a garage sale and I gave some nicer stuff to, what is, not Isabel's house, that's for children.
You did, didn't you?
No, but where's the, for women, oh no.
The women's Harmony House.
Thank you, Harmony House.
This is after of the mystery hour. Thanks, Harmony House.
This is after 9 p.m. brain. I'm a little.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I still have a lot. So that's a nice thing to
percentage
learn.
Percentage wise, could you like guesstimate like what you got rid of? Just for clothes. If
yeah. I mean, probably half.
Ooh.
I don't. I mean, I haven't actually gone back and really done a huge tally. Along the way, I did write down like different trips to DAV, how much I got rid of. So I don't, but I don't know like the grand total, but a lot.
Yeah.
But the beauty, Shaylee, is like there's no right amount either.
Right.
If things, yeah. if more things spark joy for you than did for Sarah, then you're never going to be like, you're never going to regret that.
Yeah.
You're going to walk around, you're going to be filled. What happens is you walk around your house and the only things that are in your house fill you with intense joy. So it's like you're in a joyful place. You don't yeah. walk into a room and feel guilt or feel crowded or feel messy. It's just
you know, in the storage area downstairs where I have all of my interior design boards from college that I can't part with.
Yeah, you might need those.
Right? That's what I think. I'm like, what if I go to a job interview and I need to like get a full-time job someday and I have
like, and they're like, design boards. Do you have anything that's not
they're like,
involving
anything,
technology?
Do you have not anything digital. From like 20 years ago that yeah. you thought was cool in college? I'm like,
yes. I do.
15 boards.
I identify with that too, though. I had kept so much writing, and I still had kept a lot of my journals, but just like old college papers and notes. And ooh, I might want to write a paper about that hidden religious fact from the 1800s again. I'm probably
yeah.
not gonna.
Yeah, probably
not gonna just whip out a blog post
and
about.
And if so, you know, Google.
Exactly.
So,
oh
you'll,
man,
you'll be good.
Google helps with hoarding a whole bunch.
That's great. So, and yeah. then the order I believe was like,
I think books
closed.
Came next.
Yeah, books. I don't remember the exact order, you can look it up, but definitely save sentimental, tiny,
yes.
tiny things you need to read for the very dead last. That's your reward, because if you start yeah. with those, you're never
you'll
going to
never.
Advance.
Yeah. And I,
oh, because you're like, I love all of this. I need all of this.
Right. Or just you sit there reading.
Oh.
Or like looking.
Love letter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, ooh.
Scrapbook.
Oh, memories. I'm going to text that person. I'm going to, whatever. Yeah. It's going to take 4 hours now. Cause I
but
got
not the people from your love letters, because that's not how to have a healthy relationship.
No.
I'm just disclaimering.
Brian, if you're listening,
I still
forget.
Still think about that time at Campbell 16.
May it rest in peace.
Yeah.
Okay.
But saving sentimental things to the end. That yes. is another thing that is really helpful about KonMari, because by that point, you've hopefully honed your skills and gained confidence in your ability to get rid of things, because that's part of it. It's not just the act of being able to, it's believing you can.
And is it confidence, but also just like, I'm okay.
Yeah,
I just
exactly.
gave away that thing that I thought I really liked. And
yeah.
so I'm okay.
And knowing you're fine without it. Mm-hmm. And that builds and builds as you go. And so it's much easier to part with all this sentimental stuff from college that
right.
was on a bulletin board once, but has been in an Amazon
uh-huh.
box since college. Why do I can keep a handful of them. Like I still have like one box of cards and, you know, knickknacks.
Right.
But I'm still sentimental. I still like those things, but I just don't need as much as I had.
Right. You could take pictures of everything and put
exactly.
it in like a Shutterfly booklet
yep.
and even print that off.
That helps a lot.
The flesh.
Yeah, I won't, but yeah, that sounds awesome.
So,
I'm going to do that
so
with like my
time.
Kids' art. I know what's interesting is like it's easier for me to part with my sentimental stuff now that I have so much kids' sentimental stuff, because I'm like, I don't really need my old artwork. I'll still keep some of it, but
yeah.
I have so much my kids' artwork. And apparently my parents didn't care about my artwork because they sent it with me. I have it. So
right. My parents keep going, hey, next time you come over to the house, we've got some boxes for you. I'm like, uh-uh.
Okay, so that's sort of a little bit of the outlined process.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are there certain steps or tips that they give you that are different than like what you do with the items or how you organize your clothes or that kind of thing?
Is that where you were going? I think kind of the big second half of her philosophy, I think, is folding. Not just folding, but finding a place for things to belong
right.
and then being able to put the thing back there, which sounds so basic, but for a scatterbrained person like me, it really has been so liberating to just know, oh, that belongs here, and when I need it, it will be there if I just simply put it back.
Right, right.
Not a skill I learned in my life very well.
It's just so not natural, but yeah, man, I'm trying to force it.
Because I'm a scattered personality. Mm-hmm. But then, I mean, she devotes a whole chapter to how to fold things. It's kind of comical, and yet it's a part of her system is if you can fold things and store them the right way, they're easy to see, easy to find. She would say your items are happier.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if I believe that.
The whole book say that, or would they say,
I'm a shirt.
If this shirt could talk, I bet they'd say, I'm a shirt. And that's about it.
Yep.
No, her book is just a disclaimer. Her book is a little woo-woo, and I'm totally okay with it. I'm
She's like, listening. All right. Sorry.
No, just
sorry.
If listeners read it and they're like, oh, I'm supposed to thank my sweater, I'm like, I don't know. Try it.
Give it a whirl.
Give it a whirl and see what happens.
Yep.
Because there's so much guilt tied to getting rid of things.
Yes.
And so just sort of like, what did you say? Your purple sweater? Hey, purple sweater.
Yeah. Hey, purple hoodie from college. Thanks. Bye. I don't need you anymore.
I don't need you anymore. The time's over. You kept me warm. And on you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little tiny closure.
And I think, yes, part of it is very frou-frou. And like with any kind of self-help philosophy, maybe there are parts of it you embrace that work for you. And then I think it's fine to realize that not all of it is going to work for you, mm-hmm, because everyone has a different life and a different way to approach things. And so for me, it was okay to just giggle at some of her more out there philosophies, which I learned later are actually, some of them are a result of Japanese culture.
Totally,
they just literally treat things and items just kind of differently than we do. So, of course, she's going to reverence them a little more than we do. And so it's not as weird as it seems at face value, I guess.
Right. Well, or is it great? Because if you treat things with reverence, you're going to take better care of them.
Yeah.
Right.
You're going to appreciate them more.
Americans are like, more, more, more.
Yes. And then you maybe don't buy as many, or they last longer because you folded them correctly, or you...
You can see that you have them. That's my problem.
Yes. Yeah. You see that you have them. She's all about drawers, because when you open a drawer, oxygen comes in, and this is like actual science for things.
I'm sorry. Oxygen comes into your body or into the drawer?
Into the drawer.
And like the clothes
so the
are happy.
Shirts can breathe.
So the shirts can breathe.
Really?
No.
So that no. Okay.
But
it's real. What's not?
It does sound weird.
But think about things that deteriorate that are like shed away.
They
in
get
a bag.
Musty.
They get musty. They get start turning
yellow.
Oh, in
a bag. There's okay. Like, I was thinking like closet chemistry. First drawer.
Oh no.
I was like closets
good are too.
Closets are great.
Closets are great. If you're just tuning in, closets.
Closets.
Go for it. Brought to you by
closets.
We'll use that sometime.
Okay.
We're running out.
What are you talking about? My sponsor's pouring.
And then it's like
pouring.
Tables.
Tables.
Chairs.
Just things in the room. I moved from a smaller house to a bigger house, and it's amazing how everything just like squishes out into like every crevice. And then
expands.
You're like, this house feels the same size. And it's because my clothes are like, I'd like to say in two closets, but if you count my winter coats, three. But it's like, I got that on a trip in college. I can't ever get rid of that. I couldn't buy it again. But do I need to buy it again? Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a scary thought to like dig out everything.
But also don't get down on yourself, because your clothes might be Sarah's books, might be my, I don't even know. I don't like things.
Kids.
My kids.
All three of them spark joy. There they are.
Do they, Katie?
I can't stop
looking at
accumulating kids. No, but whatever. It might be my sentimental letters or something.
Yeah.
It might spark more joy to have a full closet. Whereas me, I started researching like capsule closets, and the more clothes I got rid of, the more I was like, less decisions in the morning. Everything I own fits and is a classic style of high quality. Hallelujah. I will wear black every day and feel great. And Shaylee would be like, black every day. My soul is dying. So
my soul is literally dying.
Yeah. So this can be like,
give me some floral leggings.
Give me some floral leggings and a neon scarf.
I'm in gray and black and denim tonight for your
mailing. Real low key. It's a real low key evening.
Super low key.
Nailing it.
And that was today's outfit of the day.
Hashtag.
Okay, so I want to hear your action steps.
Yes. Oh, okay. There are four of them,
because
why stick with just three? You guys,
why are
four?
We
four? Because I'm using that voice.
I feel like we had to
give
some sort of like verbal like excitement.
Oh, yummy. Mm. Okay, so as I was thinking of these, I realized they kind of also apply to maybe just any type of change. I personally have gone through some mental health stuff in the past, or maybe it's your weight, or maybe it's a relationship. I don't know. We all have things we want to change about ourselves.
Or are all those or improve. The same? Under mental health.
Probably.
Yeah.
So these things, they definitely applied to my KonMari process, but also just kind of to good tips for if you're wanting to make a big change in general. So the first one I had was get a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just rely on your, you know, if you feel a little helpless or at a loss, that's because sometimes big changes are, I mean, they're a lot of work. And so thank goodness for the internet and books and friends. Like there are people who have gone through the things you're going through, even if you think maybe you're all alone.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Ooh, so, get a plan.
Get a plan.
I want to insert something.
Yeah.
I feel like it's just the best efficient idea to just go with a plan that was already created by an expert who devoted their life to research.
Absolutely.
You could probably figure it out. You could probably get there. You could probably wing it until something makes sense.
Or why?
You just skip that step. Get a plan.
Yeah.
They're really good. They're good.
Or even if you have that plan, get a plan like your own personal plan of filling it out. Like if you have a bunch of kids, get a night that your mom or a babysitter can watch them, or a day or a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
To where you can really
put it on the calendar.
Yeah. Schedule it just like anything.
Yes. So yes, not just a plan of the system, but like when you're going to start. Like for me, it was that Thanksgiving weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you're specifically interested in KonMari, Katie mentioned the first book that obviously is the foundation, but then she's also written a follow-up kind of
my favorite
handbook companion, which I would actually maybe recommend to read first.
I know.
If you're going to only read
the
one.
Second one called?
It's called Spark Joy.
You mean the one that I don't have?
Oh, no.
But don't let that
It's kind
stop
of the
you.
Same size. It's kind of shape.
Well, it's like an illustrated companion.
Yes.
It's a master class. But little tangent, I saw it in an airport and I texted the picture to Sarah, who, of course, wittily,
just bought it on Amazon Prime almost immediately.
But wittily responded that said, a second book on organizing. Surely this contradicts everything KonMari is preaching.
Oh, sure. We need to spark joy with a second book.
Yeah.
Sure.
No, Let's get two
you
of
let
the things.
The first book free.
Yes. There you go.
No, she probably doesn't want you to because then someone could buy it used in a thrift store and she wants it.
We're on to you, Marie.
Ow. It's a racket.
Dollars spark joy for her.
It's a get rich quick.
It's okay. There's no
right,
shame in
so
that.
Back to our regular scheduled program.
Yes, spark joy. So if you're curious, that's... Oh, no, I touched the microphone. Get a plan. Read a book. Number two, start with momentum.
Ooh.
So for me, that meant dedicating those 2 to 3 days, giving myself a chance to get kind of a running start. If like a big project like that, I knew maybe it would just be good to take some time and really, really dig in and focus on it. So I think that helps.
Mm-hmm.
So if maybe if you even don't have a, you know, 3 empty days to devote, tell yourself you're going to do 1 hour a day for a week or whatever that is for you, just to really allow yourself some momentum to like not just quit because it gets hard right away.
Right.
That's helpful.
That's good.
Mm.
That's good. I like that. I like that. I think I'll have that.
I think I'll have one of those.
Momentum.
Yeah.
Did you get in the zone when you first started? You kind of like...
Yeah, for sure.
I'm on a roll.
Just didn't surface and just worked into the night.
Yeah.
And really, really
You know you're on a roll
it.
If you're like, I forgot to eat lunch.
Yeah.
You're like, what am I?
When did it get dark?
Yeah. That's good.
Number three, chart your progress.
Ooh.
For me, that meant keeping a journal, even just not super organized, but if a thought crossed my mind or something funny happened or I found something weird... Like, this, you may want to cut this out. You find a lot of tampons when you're looking through old purses.
We're leaving it in.
I heard that. That's totally happened for me. I thought I was, like, out, and then I, like, got a purse I hadn't used. And I'm like, well, apparently I'm out because I hoarded them all in the pocket of this purse. Just in
so
case.
So true. I found so... I don't remember the number, but it was high.
This episode brought to you by
tampons.
Sorry, men who listen to this, because you should.
All three of you. I'm sorry.
It happens.
Marty.
Brian.
Brian.
Marty. Brian.
Are you there, Brian? chart your progress to get back to being serious. Journal. Maybe you blog. Maybe you Instagram. Whatever it is. I think it helps to...
Look at this huge mess.
Like, but really.
Look at the after photo.
Tell social media. You can have like whatever, hundreds of accountability partners. If you just tell social media what you're doing.
And it's also encouraging for you to go back and look at 3 weeks ago, where were you?
Mm-hmm.
And remember how much you've improved. It helps.
Yep. That's good.
And then the fourth one, which I continually try to do in just my life and sometimes different degrees of success, but it is accept unfinished business. Mm. Which for the KonMari process means you're not going to do it all in a day unless you are already a super minimalist. And then why are you KonMari-ing? You own one plate.
I think it's true.
That plate is starting to need a plate. I'll just eat food off
this
the floor.
This fork does not spark
joy. No joke. I started to get that vibe from the Spark Joy book where Marie Kondo is like, I don't really need a screwdriver. I have this old nail that could also be
a fork. Just a handyman.
Exactly. I'm like, well, I have one Swiss Army knife. That is all I need.
Some things are just very, very useful. And that also sparks joy.
Yes, when you need it.
MacGyver was a KonMari expert.
Oh,
he can guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
resourceful.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. I've never seen them in the same room together.
Yep. Unfinished business. It's good. Yep.
Speaking of unfinished business, Brian.
Right.
I'll meet you.
Some space between us that I'd like to close up once for all.
I'll meet you at our bridge.
I'm telling Jared. That's my moral obligation.
He'll never know he doesn't listen to this podcast.
Jared!
I love you this.
Unfinished business. That just basically means know that you're not going to get it all done. There's still more to do.
Yeah. And it's maybe an ongoing process. I mean, it is for me. I will always be a person who, probably always, who knows, but who wants to keep things or has an attachment to objects and sentimental whatever. So I have to accept that it's never going to be... I'll never be perfect at it, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. And it's always going to be kind of a struggle. Like, you know, some people struggle with whatever. Quitting smoking.
Right.
I'm addicted to things. So right. Just accept that it's going to continue to be a process. It will get easier, but it may not ever go away. But that's okay, because that's life.
Right.
You just keep going. Yeah.
Such a good step for someone. Like, I'm a perfectionist, so I want
to
finish it and be like, and now I'm done, and now I don't have to worry about that anymore.
Or in my case, I would never get started because I was afraid I could never do it just the right way or it would be too hard to do. So I would just never start. So
just start.
Just start.
Beautiful.
Just do it.
Write that down.
Oh my gosh, that's good. So do you feel like this has affected the way you now buy things?
Yes, I think it has. Wish I had a nice, snappy example, but...
You'll wait a minute. You'll think about it.
Yeah, it does. Because you can kind of go through the joy process in the moment when you're in the store and realize, oh, am I just bored or a little upset? And like,
It's a fling. It's not joy.
This shirt is the Brian of my closet. What? I don't know about that. yes, it definitely has. It's helped me be more thoughtful. And even about things I might buy for other people, maybe I don't need to, you know.
Yeah, is there something I can get them that's not a thing? I do that a lot now.
I got you a diffuser with sticks and oil from the Target dollar bin.
Don't you love it? Yeah. And actually, Nate pointed this out to me. Nate, my boyfriend, as mentioned before.
You may know Nate as Nate from Instagram Husband.
And you might know Sarah. From as Sarah and Instagram.
He's the eye twitchy one, if you're curious.
They know.
He pointed out, I didn't even realize this consciously, but we both bought each other like more experiential birthday gifts. Like I bought him Brian Wilson Beach Boys tickets.
Awesome.
And he got me Louis C.K. So we both like, let's go to this thing. Let's spend a weekend. Let's have fun, but not have to have a memento to put on the shelf.
I love that.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, so, I'm all about buying kids, not kids, friends.
I'm all about buying kids. They spark me joy.
As you know,
all those kids.
I'm all about buying people coffee gift cards all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Yep.
That is good. Gift
Thanks.
Cards.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so we have a listener question that you might want to weigh in on. This is from Four Green Beans on Instagram.
Oh, my goodness.
Only four because she's on a diet.
How cute is that?
So I'm going to say part of this is directed toward me because I talked about it.
Yeah.
But if you have some advice, I need some help answering it. So
okay.
It says, I'm nearing the end of Marie Kondo's book that Katie mentioned in an early podcast. And I have to know what happened to that non-matching but dearly loved mug from your sister-in-law. Also, is it a pipe dream that you can condo your kids? I'm pretty sure my four girls would say every single one of their 1 million tchotchkes.
Tchotchkes.
I love the word tchotchke.
I know, it's good so job. Good. Sparks of joy. And so I would say, first of all, I would say that's the biggest thing that's lacking in the KonMari books is I'm like, but what about the kids?
For sure. She doesn't really
address that. I don't really have like a flat out answer, but I would say she addresses this a little bit more in Spark Joy than she does in the first one when she talks about having toy bins and keeping a limit on stuff like that. There's a lot more practical steps to that one. When it comes to the non-matching but dearly loved mug, of course I kept it. It's my favorite mug. It's the mug I drink out of every morning. And again, in Spark Joy, I feel like this was a little bit more addressed where she was like, you don't have to only keep 5 items. Please don't misunderstand. Mm. She's like, if it sparks joy, it stays, period. Again, that doesn't have to be a certain number. And so, I mean, right now in my pantry, which is a closed cabinet, I have 6 matching mugs and one that doesn't. But weirdly, when I open it up, I get real excited to see that little odd guy.
They're one big happy family.
They are. They're
fine.
Do you
get excited to see the 6 matching ones?
Not as much anymore. It's weird.
Get rid of them.
Get rid of them.
More than one mug.
My husband wants one.
Guests. Okay.
But maybe I'll start collecting. Shaylee and I came to that conclusion, what we call the edited collector.
I like that.
Yeah, did we? Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
That's a blog waiting to happen.
The edited collector.
So just because, it doesn't match or whatever, doesn't mean it's not a dearly loved thing that you should definitely keep.
I love all my things.
Shaylee, this might not be your mission. All right, guys, we are just in time for our segment. Tonight's segment is called Improv 103. Mm. Now, you may not know this, but Sarah Jenkins and I.
Oh.
We
never mention it.
This is like convenient. It was just so
and
fun.
Shaylee was born to do improv.
Yes.
I've been improving my way through life.
Yes.
You're a yes andy kind of person, for sure.
That's a good thing.
What's a yes and?
Oh, you guys should do an improv. No one would
care
about
me. Have
we
done that before? Have we done a yes and?
No.
Yes and is the principle, or like the building block of improv. So you're agreeing with what's happening before you, and then you're adding to it. So if I say, we're in a grocery store, you don't say, no, we're not, we're at Spice Camp. Because that kills the scene.
Because then they're like, oh, we're in the sushi bar. And then it just keeps going like that. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. So I say, we're in a grocery store. Yes, we are. And cereal's on sale. You're moving the scene forward.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm the foundational elements of all improv.
Yeah, totally.
And funny.
Yeah. Okay. So for Improv 103, now, if you guys have been listening to past episodes, Improv 101 was Word at a Time Story, which you did great.
It's a fun one.
Improv 102 was the question game, which was very difficult.
That was not hard. I did not nail. I feel like that's Improv 110.
Well, you might think that, but Improv 103 is intro to musical improv.
Whoa.
I don't like that one at all, I've decided.
And you don't have a choice, because this is the land of no free will.
Just say yes.
Doesn't spark joy.
Sarah and I did a musical improv workshop hosted by the lovely Tara Copeland.
It was so fun.
And so we'll give you like a game from that. This is the Barney Rubble rap.
Barney Rubble.
It's based on an old cereal commercial from like the 80s, I think.
Yeah.
Or 90s. Barney Rubble used to say,
Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah. My name is Barney and I'm here to say I'm into Fruity Pebbles in a major way.
We weren't alive then.
Are the bump of us supposed to be words?
Yeah. They're supposed to be words, but I don't remember the course.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we'll do it.
We are gonna give me and Sarah a word, and then we'll give Shaylee a word.
Oh, this is. I'm getting nervous, you guys.
It's okay. No one can hear this.
We're live on the air.
We're not recording this part.
You do live mystery with him.
I know.
I know.
But then she gets to use her face and her body.
My real secret weapons.
My real secret weapons.
There's an S after secret weapons. I'd like to point that out.
Yep.
Okay, so do you want to go first or do you want me to go first? I feel like...
Why don't you go first?
I feel like it's kinder to go first, and then when I'm terrible, you'll feel more confident. Okay, so give me
and
a noun.
Everybody wins.
You gotta give me more percussion.
Okay.
So give me a noun or something. Anything.
Waffles.
Waffles, okay.
I'm not good at that.
My name is Katie, and I'm here to say I am into waffles in a major way. Just like my girl Eleven from Strange Things, but I heat them up. I don't... freeze those things.
Exactly. Okay, give me a suggestion.
Okay.
That was good. You get a B.
Sarah, thank
things you. Things rhymes with things. You're correct.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Hey, Tara, our teacher, taught us you can always rhyme the word with itself.
Yep. Don't and you panic. Plan for a rhyme. You plan ahead and you work your way into a rhyme. Helpful.
Thanks, Tara.
See if I can do it.
Sweaty.
I'm sweaty too.
Okay, let's see. How about Sarah is in to Jinxie, her cat. Or cats. Or all cats.
I'm into cats.
To you. Okay. My name is Sarah, and I'm here to say I'm into cats
in a major way.
They're fluffy and cute, and they sit on your lap, and they're really nice when you take a nap.
Oh, that was good.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, wait, hold on. Chilly. I just got the nervous butterfly feeling in my stomach. I've never done this. It makes me like, I shouldn't.
We are putting you on the spot.
Everybody listening saying,
Shay. I can't hear them.
You can do it. You can do it.
I'm going to give you one. Okay, you're
gonna I literally, like, if you could feel the way my body feels right now.
I know,
now,
I feel sad for
let's
you.
Do, like, hipster cliches, because then you don't have to be you.
My name is Shaylee, and I'm here to say I like Instagram stories.
In a major way!
Sharing about my life to people who don't care, but I don't care, because I got great hair.
Woo!
I use the same
boom,
word.
Boom, this boom, girl boom, is so boom, boom,
boom. Jeff will be the next writer's meeting.
That was amazing.
Instagram stories.
Oh, they're so bad.
They just disappear.
3. To be fair, that's like a graduate level course.
Yeah, that's not a thing you do in your third class.
No. Well done.
You did it.
This qualifies a class.
Yeah, totally. You owe us $250.
My name is Shaylee, and I'm here to say I'm into nursing.
In a major way.
Oba likes to eat, and I like to feed her, but I don't ever want her not to need me. Need her.
I feel like, what if this is like the key to like unlocking your feelings?
I feel like I was like, I like to feed her, and she likes to eat, and like, I'm sad about my life.
It's really hard.
Like, it's spinning out of control.
My name is Katie, and I'm here to say I'm into homeschool in a major way. I believe in education. That's what it's about. It's not just because I miss Callie so much. If she went away, I miss her. I grew her in my body.
Shaylee and Katie is recorded in Springfield, Missouri. Thanks so much for listening, guys. We love you. You can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Facebook, or you can email us at shayleeandkatie@gmail.com.
Also, if you want to jump right ahead to our best friend level, you'll leave us a review on iTunes. That helps promote the podcast, and we love reading them. You guys are hilarious. Thank you so much.